I gotta ask the question, is he crazy? I mean, jumping like that every time his ex calls the house. What do they have to talk about every single day, several times a day? I mean, several times a day? Of course you want he wants the best for his daughter and all that. But what I cannot believe is that her husband is allowing this. How is he going along with this? Does he even know that this is occurring? I can't believe that he's just gonna sit by and let this happen. I totally get that they have a child together and she, of course, should be taken care of. But there is something called respect. There's something, like you say, don't let the things around the house go. Take care of home first. You should never feel slighted. You should never feel neglected or disrespected by your husband or his ex with her calling the house every single day. He has three other children to care for as well. You need to have a serious conversation with your husband about this situation, telling him how you feel, telling him you feel slighted, you feel disrespected. I'm assuming you've told him something because he's saying that he's just helping her out. But there is a little more to it than that, and you definitely, definitely need to get to the bottom of it. Steve?
First of all, surely you're correct in this, that she has said something to this man about it. Mm-hmm. That's why it didn't turn into a letter, because she's not getting the proper response that she wants, and she's looking for some outside help here. So she done told him all of that, Shirley. Here's what women have to understand. I'm going to say it to you for the thousandth time, I'm sure. We do what we are allowed to do, and we do whatever we can get away with doing. So that's what he's doing. This letter right here has some unbelievable things in it. Just some unheard of things. Your man's got an ex-girlfriend they got a child together, which you're calling your stepchild. She's always calling him for everything, like purchase a car, with business issues and concerns, issues in her personal life, and issues with her husband. She only been married to this guy for 3 years. Sometimes I feel like it's a bit much and she needs to have conversations with her husband and not mine. All this that you said is true. All this you said is true. This is uncommon. This is not how it works, but this is how it's been allowed to happen. See, you've been dealing with this for years and years and years, and you ain't put your foot down. I tell women this all the time, and here we go again. This is number 10,000. Men operate off of two things. We respond to two things: pain and consequences. If you're raising a little boy without any pain or consequences, he gonna do what he wanna do. If there's a man in your life that has no pain or consequences, he gonna do what he wanna do. It's just the rule, just the way we wired. That don't make us bad. It's just the way we wired. Where you think the saying from, give him an inch, he'll take a yard? Give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves. Where you think that came from? Men. That ain't come from little girls. That come from men. Sometimes I wonder if she wishes they were still together. Well, hell, they are. Yeah, you can quit wondering. They are together. He just stay at your house. They talk on the phone several times a day, every day. They are together. He just stay at your house. But you've allowed this. So what you want us to tell you? You know, and then they talk several times throughout the day. Well, they talk about whatever she want to. Like you say, purchasing a car, business issues, concerns, all this here. You got a good man. And she knows he was a good man. She wishes she hadn't let him go. Listen to me. Nobody I know that's married is allowed for this type of behavior to go on. It's because it's unacceptable from my wife.
So,
out of respect to her, I have to honor that wish.
Absolutely. So now, why is her husband accepting?
Her husband don't know that it's going on to this degree.
Okay.
Because, see, a man ain't fixing it in his mind no day of the week that you over here talking to your ex that then got you pregnant and now y'all communicating every day. Don't no man willingly know that and go along with it. So I don't think a husband knows to the degree. That's why you writing the letter and not her or him. See, you're the only one putting up with this. Your husband just doing what you letting him do. Until you put your foot down, it ain't going to change.
That's right.
Now what you going to do? So if I was you, I'd make some changes. Pain and consequences.
Yep.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.